by Kathy, his daughter.
Yeah.
To have a program for NBC. And then she pay him to help her as a guy or something like that. So they came here, the first time they came here to see me, accompanied by the man representative from the Foreign Affairs Office, Press Affairs Office there, Mr. Nguyen Quang Zi, N-G-Y-E-N-Q-U-Y-N-G-Z-D-I. He's the man that David Greenway helped to get the Newman Scholarship later on. You see it?
Yes.
He was interpreter for the North Vietnamese delegation after the signing agreement, exchange of prisoners, etc. And after that, he went to Australia to learn English, etc. And then he worked for the Vietnamese embassy in Bangkok, where he made friends with David Greenway. So he had the order to accompany Bob Shetland and his daughter to come to my house. First time they came to see me, you know, with the presence of a representative. They were not allowed to come by themselves. And then, you know, when Quang Zi knows me well enough, so he was very lenient at the end. And then he said, all right, you can have dinner with them. So, because first they invited me to have dinner at Madame Dai. I said, I'm not authorized to do it. At the end, and then Nguyen Quang Di said, all right, you can do it. He was a lieutenant or something like that, so that's how.
Okay.
But anyway, his authority is to accompany, to sponsor any conversation, to report between the foreign press and me, etc. So, and then he came here in March. In April, they left, you know, to Korea. He has South Korea. He has something to finish his story. And then the disease come back. Here at the dinner, I offered him a dinner here, and he start coughing. He said he has a problem, so I gave him some medicine to calm down. So it's all right. And then returned to the U.S., they checked. They found out that they had an operation. And after the operation, they removed his vocal cord.
Oh.
And then he was not happy about that. When he recovered his conscience after the operation, even though he did not say so, but I think that he didn't want to live. And I think he pulled everything out and died. He died in May 1988.
Right.
And so he was 10 years older than I. He was born 1970. I'm always grateful to him.
Oh, yes.
But he was the most important correspondent because he saved the life of many people, including American captured by the communists. He negotiated to release them, including the man who run the Benka dairy farm, you know, Mr. Highland. He's a man who has two business. One business about the feather or duck feather, the other business is dairy farm in Benka. And he captured during that offensive. He negotiated for his release by exchanging with Mr. Bouchet. You know Alfred Bouchet?
Yes.
Alfred Bouchet asked for the visa to go to the US. The American did not give to him. He said, all right, now. You should intervene in your influence to tell the community to release Mr. Highland. And I use my influence to ask the American embassy to give you the visa. And that agreement stick. So they released Mr. Highland, so the American gave him the visa. he has something to sue in the U.S., so he went to U.S. You know, Alfred Bouchet, he is pro-communist there.
Oh yes, I have his books, yeah.
And then he trying to save the life of also of Dr. Ramsey, who was captured by the communists, too.
Yes, I...
You know, Dr. Ramsey, he was kicked out together with John Bon Van by Mrs. Yu. He speaks Vietnamese very well, too. A few days before the Fourth Saigon, I saw him at Continental. We sit down and talk, etc. I went there to see him in Đức Hòa here in 1965 when I returned, and I learned that he was captured. Then when I went into the jungle, I asked these people why they captured him. And they said, oh, we are the local people who captured him.
Do you remember what you, I want you, I know you wanted to record, but do you remember what you and Bob Chaplin talked about that night when you had dinner, that first time in 1988? Did you talk about the old days, or did you talk about...
Oh yeah, we were catching up the memory.
Yeah.
He gave me his memory, I gave him all the memory during his absence here. That's why he mentioned his book is for his daughter. But he said he didn't have an available copy. He asked Kathy, may I give this one to Anne? And I give you a new one. And he said, no, that's not fair to do it. So he said, all right. And then Kathy is so nice. He said, all right, go ahead and do it. So that's why I show you the book.
Yeah, I have it. Yeah.
With his writing and then...
I have it, yeah.
His
I took a picture.
Kelly,
yeah.
Et cetera. And after that I said to them, maybe I would like to return that book to your family. So that is, because his writing is not to keep as to be complete, yeah.
You want me to return it to the family? I can. You think about it, but I mean, easy. Because Peter Chaplin, Peter lives very close to me. Very close. He lives in Marin.
But the other one is very good too. They have two daughters.
Yeah, Kate.
Kate.
And
Jason. And Peter is the son of another wife.
Right, I know. Yeah.
He's very beautiful son. His mother very sick.
I know.
He brought his mother to live with him. I don't know whether she lied or not.
Yeah, she died, I believe, yeah.
One thing is unhappy, I'm very, very, very sad that his wife could not... they had some different opinion, they were separated. And I hope they would, reconcile, I don't know yet. But they had that time. 15-year-old daughter, their daughter now should be over 20.
Okay. I tried to find out on that. Did Bob Chaplin ever ask you at dinner?
Yeah, he invited me to dinner.
But did you talk at all about you also, your two jobs? Did he ask you about being a spy at all?
No.
No.
He never
asked you?
Never.
Yeah.
He never asked
me. Okay.
Fastnet was wrong. It was he who gave more information to the embassy people than the embassy gave to him.
Ooh.
Every time he come, even CIA, chief CIA, Dutch Shackley came to his room to ask for information. All the important people from the embassy went to see him too.
Yes. No.
He did return the visit to the embassy as a question of courtesy, etc. But some advice, they asked him come for advice because he knows everything here.
Okay, we do Frank McCullough now?
Okay.
Yeah. All right.